Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. The name Jack Phillips, it should ring a bell because back in June we were celebrating his victory and his company's victory. Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. He was the cake baker that won a resounding 7-2 decision in the United States Supreme Court. Now, that was June. This is now. He is under assault again by the state of Colorado and the commission there. And where will this end? Tell you what, let's do a check-in with John Malcolm. He's been on the show before. He's a vice president for the Institute for Constitutional Government with the Heritage Foundation, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. First of all, John, thank you so much for joining us. Why is he in trouble again?
Well, Jack Phillips, poor Jack Phillips. So he is a very talented baker who owns Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. And, of course, as you know, he had declined to custom bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple that came in that wanted to, you know, have him do this. He made it quite clear that they could buy any cake that was off the shelf, that he would be happy to bake a cake for them for some other occasion. But for religious reasons, he believes in the traditional definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman. He did not feel that he could condone or solemnize this particular ceremony. His case, as you said, made it up to the Supreme Court, and he won 7-2. But it was a narrow decision in that seven justices agreed that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which sat in judgment of Jack Phillips, had clearly been hostile against him. During the hearing, they compared his religious beliefs to Nazism and to slavery, and they said, look, whatever the outcome, you're entitled to have your religious beliefs respected, and you're also entitled to have the matter heard by an impartial tribunal. Three justices would have gone further and said, no, you know, he's entitled to a constitutional protection, either because they are trying to compel him to say something he doesn't want to say, or because it's part of his free exercise of religion, but the other justices didn't go quite that far. On the same day that the Supreme Court decided to hear Jack Phillips' case, a lawyer, a transgendered lawyer who had transitioned from being a man to a woman by the name of Autumn Scardina, called up and said, I want you to bake me a cake with a blue exterior and a pink interior to celebrate my coming out as a transgendered individual. He gave the same response and said, I can't do that for my religious beliefs. And now the Colorado Civil Rights Commission has once more found probable cause that Jack Phillips has violated Colorado's Civil Rights Act. And I am quite sure that this time the hearing officers will be incredibly polite to him and incredibly respectful to him, and they will not denigrate his religious beliefs, and they will most likely rule against him. And this matter will wend its way back up to the courts to see whether, if you appear before a tribunal that is not openly hostile to you, whether in fact you have a constitutional right to decline to provide these kinds of expressive services on religious grounds.
The one common denominator in all of this negativity is the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. What is the Colorado Civil Rights Commission? Are they all appointed? And do we need to do something about it?
Well, I assume they're appointed. I don't know exactly how they arrive, but yeah, I assume that they are appointed. It's a commission. And look, there are some states, the federal government and some states, provide robust religious protection. We have a federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That was an issue in the Hobby Lobby case. There are some states that have state RFRAs. Other states do not, and other states don't provide religious protection for people in terms of providing services that are in so-called matters of public accommodation. The Supreme Court has said up till now that that is okay, but of course we'll have to see whether this particular instance would violate the Constitution. You had Justices Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch who were clearly prepared to say that that Jack Phillips had a right to decline this for First Amendment reasons. The other two Republicans who were in the majority, Chief Justice Roberts and Anthony Kennedy, did not go that far, and the two liberal justices, Justice Breyer and Kagan, who joined the majority, made it very clear that if there was an unbiased tribunal, that Jack Phillips would deserve to lose. So now we'll have to see where Chief Justice Roberts and presumably Justice Kennedy's replacement, who I hope will be Justice Brett Kavanaugh, where they will come down on the issue if the case makes it back up to the court. Although there are a lot of other cases just like this that are making their way around the country, like Baron L. Stutzman of Arlene's Flowers in Oregon, who didn't want to make a floral bouquet for a same-sex wedding. So one of these cases is going to make its way back up to the Supreme Court, and the court is going to have to decide the issue. And in the meantime, I just feel very bad for Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips has not, by the way, taken this lying down. He has now filed his own lawsuit against the governor, the attorney general, and the members of the Civil Rights Commission, saying that they're not only violating his constitutional rights, they've harmed his reputation, they're causing him emotional distress, and he's asking for substantial damages against them. We'll see what happens with that lawsuit.
You talked about other court cases that are percolating out around the country. Anything that's remotely similar to what Jack Phillips is facing?
Yeah. So Baron L. Stutzman, same kind of thing in Oregon. There are other bakers that have done the same thing. So these are all people who are saying, look, we don't just provide widgets. These aren't, and as I said, Jack Phillips said, if I bake a cake and it's sitting on my shelf, you can buy it and do whatever you want to with it. What I'm doing is art. My cakes are unusually expressive. And anybody, by the way, who is skeptical of that or says, oh, this is just a rose and some frosting and a happy birthday or something like that, I would urge them to go to Google Images and plug in Jack Phillips' Masterpiece Cake Shop, and they can see the incredible artistry that Jack Phillips brings to bear to his baked goods. And I assume that Baron L. Stutzman does for her floral bouquets.
It took us a while to get to the U.S. Supreme Court in that 7-2 decision. I'm curious what the timetable is on this latest action by the State Civil Rights Commission in Colorado. How soon before we can get in front of a judge?
Well, as I say, Jack Phillips has filed his own lawsuit challenging this, and so the state will have to respond, and the defendants will have to respond and answer. Baron L. Stutzman, Arlene's Flowers case, had her case pending before the Supreme Court at the time the Masterpiece Cake Shop case was decided, and the Supreme Court punted it back to the lower courts to reconsider in light of Masterpiece Cake Shop. So that's already been through the trial level. That's already at the appellate level. Probably make it up to the Supreme Court before Jack Phillips does. But, of course, the Supreme Court gets to decide which cases it hears and which it doesn't. But I just think it's inevitable that eventually they're going to take one of these cases, and the sooner, from my perspective, the sooner they do, the better.
Again, John Malcolm, a vice president for the Institute for Constitutional Government, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. What does the Institute for Constitutional Government do?
Well, we're a conservative think tank, and we write articles on a whole variety of legal issues, constitutional, criminal, civil rights. Part of the Institute for Constitutional Government, we also put out papers about the founding principles of our country and sort of the history of the conservative movement and of the progressive movement, and where we obviously try to promote conservatism and to take on the value systems and arguments of many of the liberals.
John, it's always fun having you on. Thanks so much. I know you'll be keeping track of this story. We will check back with you because I know it's not going away. Thank you so much for joining. And by the way, if folks want to find out more about your writings, your work, where do they go?
They can go to the Heritage Foundation, go to the search engine and plug in John Malcolm, or they can follow me at Twitter at @Malcolm_John.
I love it. I love it. John, thanks you so much. We'll do it again, pal.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
That's John Malcolm, Vice President for the Institute for Constitutional Government. Stick around. And by the way, I feel for Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips is somebody we ought to get on the air. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if we can run down Jack Phillips. Because this is a guy that, almost as if he's under siege by this stupid Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which seems hell-bent on making him do something he doesn't want to do. And that he has a religious right not to do. Stick around. My name is Kevin Wall. The phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. Can you believe that? $2 for $3. Want to save even more money and make it real convenient for yourself and your family? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. I'm a client. Wayne Allen Root is a client. I know a lot of other of my friends and family order Real Water Home Delivery, and it's so convenient. And you save tons of dough. I love that. Let's get to the audio sound bites this morning because people are rallying around John Brennan. John Brennan, you know, had his security clearance taken away, which, by the way, I saw somebody, I forget who it was yesterday, that said, you know, he has a right to this thing. If not for the president interceding, he could have this thing. General Mike Hayden, like John Brennan, is a former CIA director, was on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday, and the reaction to that story of denying, there was a story yesterday that some in the White House were talking about denying and stripping former President Obama of his security clearance. Again, this is not unlike if you work at a radio station or a restaurant, or I mean, you have to give back the stuff that you had when you were there that you needed for your job. You no longer have that job. You no longer have the need for a security clearance. And this whole nonsense that, well, you know, these people talk to world leaders even after they leave office. Well, they don't have to, and they don't speak for this administration, obviously. So why give them the security clearance? But I want you to hear General Mike Hayden, former CIA director, with Wolf Blitzer, and his reaction to that story about denying even President Obama a security clearance.
The president tells Reuters he's staying out of the Russia investigation, but he could run it if he wanted to. What's your reaction to
that? I have no idea what that means. And certainly it would compromise the independence of what Bob Mueller is doing and just undercut any legitimacy with regard to a conclusion that the investigation would reach. And Wolf, the president only gets out from under this cloud if people have confidence in the conclusion.
And the people have to have confidence in the conclusion if it's going to be a significant conclusion, clearly. President also just told Reuters in this interview over at the White House he hasn't given a lot of thought, in his words, to the idea of revoking Robert Mueller, the special counsel's security clearance. But in the New Yorker magazine, Adamantis reporting that some of the president's advisors actually encouraged him, get this, to deny intelligence briefings to former President Barack Obama, but former National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster talked him out of that. How unprecedented would it be to deny a former president of the United States security or intelligence briefings?
It would be absolutely unprecedented. And to preserve the dignity of the office and of the men who have served in it, you do update former presidents. Number one, as a practical matter, you kind of want to keep them on your side. You want them to feel part of governance so that when they may be asked a question, and the best former presidents stay quiet, but if they may be asked a question, they can be broadly supportive. But again, that's so violating of a norm of the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. It's an almost unspeakable proposal.
Let me just cut in here for a second. This former president, Obama, has not been supportive. And there are those that believe it is the Obama deep state that is building the resistance. Remember the resistance? And the resistance was made up of former Obama staffers. There are many that believe that it is Barack Hussein Obama who is trying to foment insurrection and provide the tools needed to topple this administration. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I wouldn't lift a finger to help former President Obama and his resistance. I mean, I think you're going to see his fingerprints all over this when it's all over. That you're going to see Barack Obama's fingerprints all over this deep state, this resistance, and it's not just former Obama aides, but that maybe it's Obama himself and Michelle. I firmly believe, unless somebody can show me evidence au contraire, that this president has been a part of the resistance, doing anything he and Michelle can do to stop this president. They're not being supported. And so what? So we give him a security clearance so he can beat President Trump over the head with it? I don't think so. My name is Kevin Wall. We're going to see what you think. We're going to get some pro bono professional help. Clinical Carl is on the line. We'll see what he has to say. It's all coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out right now on your smartphone. I'm serious. No, really. Do it right now. LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org. I promised I'd get back to your phone calls. We're talking about a lot of different stuff. We're talking about John Brennan. I'm sorry. As Joe DiMessina used to sing, my give-a-damn's busted. I don't have any. You know, these guys go out and they make huge amounts of money giving speeches, becoming CNN contributors or MSNBC contributors. Why should we give them something of value like a security clearance when all they're going to do is go on CNN or MSNBC and bash the president? That's the only reason they are there. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. What's up, Carl?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. The last 4 or 5 days I've been away. I have a residence in South Florida building up my strength and confidence to talk with you. So I think I've got it back.
Good.
So this will work. This will work. Brenner, you're talking about, let me tell you this. Trump took his security clearance away because Trump tweets, I did it because of his lies and his ridiculous tweets about me and other things with the government. Is that like the pot calling the kettle black, if you think about it? I don't know.
The president tweets out on a daily basis. And a lot of people, even people in his own family, Melania said, hey, I've tried to get him to cut back on that, but he won't do it. He's
an
adult.
He cut him off because of his lies. Trump doesn't lie. You going to intellectually tell me he never lies?
Well,
I mean, come on.
The truth isn't the truth. I mean, according to Rudy Giuliani, the truth isn't the truth. I love that. I love his cackle, too, by the way. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Hey, I have two questions about pulling security clearances. One is, what took so long? And two is, who's next? There should be at least one every day.
Bruce Orr. And, Bruce Orr is some... next. Bruce Orr, the guy whose wife worked for GPS.
And may
have been involved in some sort of deep state rebellion, resistance, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Bruce Orr, I think, is next.
I think something a lot of people don't realize is that Obama could not get the ultimate top-level clearance, even in his position, because of the people he's hung around with over the years, like Bill Ayers. Obama never had the top-level security clearance.
I don't believe that, because the president is the one that dictates who gets a security clearance. I mean, I wish I could say, oh, really? But I just don't believe that to be true. As the commander-in-chief, he gets whatever he wants. He is the commander-in-chief.
He can bypass all that and get the information from the people on his staff, but he did not have the top-level security clearance.
I'll do some checking on that. Now, that being said, should he have his security clearance pulled?
Sure. Why not? He doesn't need it.
Well, that's what I would say about all these guys, though. And gals,
right.
Susan
That's
Rice, and people like that.
Say.
Why would they get? Why would they get security clearance when they don't really need it? Their job, their current job, whatever their current job is, isn't in the government and doesn't require any kind of security clearance. Why would they need it?
Exactly.
Good point. Good point. I'm glad you called. No, that's one that puzzles me. If you have an answer. Call me at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Don't forget, before the end of this hour, I've got a pair of tickets to give away to the 4th annual Basque Fry. We're going to be at the Corley Ranch on Saturday. I am so looking forward to getting back up there. I love the Corley Ranch. The people up there, the ranch hands, are so much nicer than the ones on Yellowstone. Have you seen the show Yellowstone? Kevin Costner, it's on Paramount. Really good show. But they have murders and they have this is like Yellowstone without Kevin Costner and without the murders. Just a really cool place. Really neat place. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone call. Go to JD, my buddy JD. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. You know, in the words of Whorehouse Harry Reid, I had it on the Senate floor. I had an anonymous tip. If you remember, John McCain's mentally unbalanced. Romney didn't pay his taxes for 10 years. The war is lost. Bush is a dumbbell. Twice in October and November of 2016 during the campaign, Trump colluded with Russia. Now, here's my theory. John Brennan has been in the CIA for about 38 years, three or four as the head spook. What do people in the CIA do, spooks? They do tricks. They do things. They investigate things, and they come up with theories and plans. Everything is subversive and under the table. Everything a spook does in the CIA is undercover. And then he meets up with the infamous, crookedest politician in the state of Nevada, one of the most cunning politicians, Whorehouse Harry Reid. And Harry writes a letter about this and that, and it goes to Comey and this and that. I absolutely believe Whorehouse Harry is up to his knees, up to his neck in this plot with Brennan and Comey, and Inspector Clouseau, i.e. Mueller, is just going along for the ride. In regard to Obama's security clearance, none of these guys are ever going to come back to the Oval Office and give Trump any advice because he's never going to invite them, so they don't need their security clearance other than to monetize them. And he's completely correct in getting rid of all of them. I would wait until 2020 when Trump is unanimously reelected, and then on the first day he could start chopping up some more security clearance. I'd like to know what you think about my theory of Whorehouse and Brennan conspiring to concoct this whole scenario to deny Trump the presidency.
It would not surprise me in the least. The long arms of Whorehouse Harry Reid, are really long. And you look at what he's tried to do, and he's done to a certain degree. He got Jackie Rosen elected. He might get Jackie Rosen promoted. Might get Jackie Rosen promoted to U.S. Senator unless we work like crazy over the course of the next few months. I mean, Jackie Rosen could end up being Senator Jackie Rosen. I know that sounds horrific, but it's what she's going for. After a lackluster year and a half in the United States House of Representatives, now she wants a promotion. Is that really what we want to do? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morninginnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, I absolutely love doing this every day. It's live and local now. Don't forget, I'm going to be broadcasting live on many of these stations on Saturday from 10 until 2 from the 4th Annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. So we'll be traveling Friday afternoon to Gardnerville, and we'll be setting up shop. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, there are still tickets remaining. There are still tickets remaining, believe it or not. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to be giving away tickets a little bit later on in the hour. Yeah, and one of the things I want to do is get a chance to meet you at the Corley Ranch. That's going to be so much fun. First of all, I want you to hear Rand Paul. Rand Paul was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and he advocates for criminal justice reform due in large measure to one man, Paul Manafort.
Well, you know, I think the Manafort case that we've been considering for a while has nothing to do with Russia, apparently, right? It has to do with either filling out the right paperwork, right, or tax evasion. And I guess when I look at it from a distance, I have some sympathy for the Paul Manafort as a man. I have some sympathy for the idea that maybe we've gone too far in having life imprisonment and 20-year sentences for, like, every possible tax evasion or not filing the appropriate lobbying forms. I think we've gone crazy on criminal criminalizing everything under the sun. And what happens is it adds up to, like, you know, he will never have physically hurt somebody, and yet he's going to be, if you know, add up all these things. If he were guilty, he'd get like 6 life terms. I think we've gone too far, and we need to reassess what we do. Also, the power of the prosecutor to hold life sentences over people for nonviolent paperwork crimes and then say, give us up somebody else. There's a great incentive for people to give up somebody who also may not be guilty simply because they're afraid of spending their life in prison.
Is Rand Paul right? I don't agree with everything Rand Paul says. I've always told people, close friends and Rand Paul supporters, and even Ron Paul. I ran into a Ron Paul supporter a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that I think that's always been true for me is when I go to a Rand Paul speech or even a Ron Paul speech, the first 15 minutes I'm up on my chair and I'm cheering and I'm woofing and I'm having fun. The second 15 minutes of a 45-minute Rand Paul or Ron Paul speech, I'm scratching my head. I said, well, I probably don't agree with that, but it's not that big a deal to me. So, it's okay, then I'll go along to get along. But the last 15 minutes, Rand Paul or Ron will start saying stuff like reducing our military footprint around the world to that of Guatemala or Norway. And I can't buy into it. I'm sorry. I just can't. More from Rand Paul. Let's go to cut 5 real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the top of the hour. A lot has been made of Don McGahn. Don McGahn is the White House attorney. Legal counsel. And much was made in the last 24 hours of McCann and this revelation by the New York Times that he spent 30 hours with the Mueller team. 30 hours. That's like 5-6 hour days. No, I know. It's crazy. But it's true. Here's Rand Paul. And the media, in his view, has made too much of this Don McGahn 30-hour session with Robert Mueller. Here it is.
I've been in and around the people in the administration. I've heard anybody say that it wasn't anything other than consensual and encouraged by the Trump administration because they wanted to make sure that the truth got out there. But here's the problem. Let's say I know nothing about this and the FBI wants me to testify on something. I would probably say no because I'm petrified that they would try to trick me into saying something or misstating something or misremembering something, and all of a sudden you get 5 years in prison. So I think we've made it such that the penalties are so draconian that any normal person would be afraid to speak to the FBI. And we also now see an FBI that's become so politicized. I think James Comey has so tarnished the reputation of the FBI that most people would think, well, gosh, if I go in, it may be that they hate President Trump. And because I'm a Republican, they're going to hate me, too. So James Comey has done a great deal to tarnish the reputation of a great group of people. I know a lot of FBI agents. They don't deserve this. But that's the situation we're in now. And this is a highly political investigation that really the only thing that's come out of it so far is we seem to be indicting Russians over something, hacking somebody's emails, okay, and we seem to be indicting people like Paul Manafort for something that has no connection really to Russia or to Donald Trump.
And that's pretty much what we're left with. There really isn't much beyond that, is there? And that's a little scary. Hey, I know you have a very busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on your your smartphone. You can do it right now. KevinWallRadio.com. That's Kevin Wall. KevinWall, radio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. Okay, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm gonna give away a pair of tickets to the 4th annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch, hosted by no less than Adam Laxalt, the Attorney General. It's gonna be so much fun. You got to be able to get there. You got to be able to put yourself up. But I got a pair of tickets for caller number 3. Caller number 3 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to go to the Basque Fry? I've got tickets. Yeah. And again, that number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And one of the things we're going to have fun with, we're going to be visited by a whole bunch of folks. I think Danny Tarkanian's going to be there. Michael McDonald said he was going to stop by. And hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with Kellyanne Conway, one of the featured speakers. Devin Nunes. I just love that stuff. No, I really do. This is going to be so much fun. And the great thing, I was just checking the weather. High of 91, low of 59. You know the last time I experienced like 59 degree temperatures? It's been a long time. It's been months. No, it's great. So we're going to the Corley Ranch this weekend, and one of the things I want to find out from Devin Nunes is, what is Robert Mueller still doing? What other questions are there to be asked? What other witnesses are there to testify? Are we just waiting on the president? I can't wait to visit with Devin Nunes. He, by the way, is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee and smart guy. Vilified by Adam Schiff. I'm going to ask if they really are arch enemies, because it seems like they are. They never have anything good to say about each other. Adam Schiff is the ranking member on that House Intelligence Committee. But hopefully we get a chance to visit with some of the speakers. Supposedly our RV or our bus or whatever it is going to be, our broadcast studio is going to be right next to the stage. So hopefully we'll be able to catch them either before they go on or after they come off. Either way. And by the way, we've got our third caller, so you need not dial in. Yeah. And if I can, I'll give away another pair of tickets maybe later in the show. How's about that? Does that make sense? Yeah. But this is going to be so much fun. I am looking so forward to this. Stick around. We got so much to do coming up in our next half hour. Kevin Hart and the Video Music Awards. Yeah. The Hollywood elite, the music industry, they just don't get it. We'll give you another good example. Kevin Hart picked on the president last night. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.